The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to GPS for Your Finances. And we're going to cover budgeting today. I'm like, oh my God, budgeting, such a dirty word. But listen, budgeting is really important part of financial planning process. And the goal is that you save some money by budgeting and you can put more money towards retirement. And there's something really good there, because that means, you know, at the end of the rainbow, there's something very positive. So we're going to tackle budgeting and we're going to talk about expenses and income and those type of things, but we're going to keep it fun because I know budgeting is not a fun topic. We talk about budgeting. It's almost like, you know, like healthy, like, okay, we talk about eating well. Guess what? Budgeting, you can actually get on track and make it fun, especially if you do it with a friend or a spouse. You can actually have some fun budgeting. So the first thing I say when people say, you know what, I can't put money away towards retirement, I really can't put any more money towards 401k plan, I really can't put more money towards 403b plan, I say, you know what, let's comb through your expenses. I know it's not fun. I advocate to try to use one credit card. I happen to like the American Express card. We're not endorsing them or anything. But because at the end of the month, you have to pay it off. And it kind of keeps you along the way. And if you have trouble paying off your credit card, especially during the holidays, I advocate the old school method of actually going to the ATM machine, getting cash, and paying for things, because it feels very real when you do that. Because during the holidays, we get really caught up and we run around, and all of a sudden, at the end of the holidays, is that January comes, you're like, oh my God, look at the bills. So when people say they can't put any more money towards retirement, I challenge them. They come in, we look at their credit cards, and I say, listen, I'm kind of curious. You have three health club members on here, memberships on here. Do you go to all three of them? And most, we forget what happens. We sign up. Now, so a lot of companies want reoccurring revenue. Wall Street loves companies that can produce reoccurring revenues. For us as consumers, we really have to be careful about these reoccurring expenses that we're not using. Now, by the way, I'm advocating health. I think it's great to go to a health club. I think it's one of the best investments you can make. I really mean that. So I don't mean to pick on that, but just an example. I've come across people that forgot about the one club they joined 2 years ago, and they joined a new one a year ago, and the one that's running 2 years ago, it's still running down. You know, there's a lot of expenses that are on there that are reoccurring that we have to take a look at and say, hey, are we really using this? Is this something that we're really using or not? Almost any credit card, I'm sure there's places where we could find opportunities of savings. And the first place I will look is for those things that are reoccurring expenses. So that's the first thing you should take a look at. You should also kind of figure out, you know, a monthly target of expenses. And, you know, how do you get that? Well, of course, you take a look at your mortgages, your property taxes, all the different insurances that you're paying. I know it's overwhelming. Most people, when they put together a budget, they forget the category called leisure or entertainment. And that could be a big one. Most people have it down pretty good. Okay, well, I know my mortgages. And they say, okay, well, my expenses are my mortgage and taxes. Well, no, that's your fixed expenses. Those are your fixed expenses, your mortgage, your taxes, your insurances. Those type of things are fixed. We then have to kind of tackle your discretionary expenses. And that's something, well, just by its name, you have discretion. And you have to take a look at that. Most people say, oh, gee, my expenses are $4,000 a month. And then we find out it's only fixed expenses. Well, how about discretionary expenses? Do you go out to eat sometimes? Do you travel? Do you go to concerts? Do you go to shows? Yes. Okay, well, add those things into your budget. So when we're talking about budgeting, we're talking about looking at all your expenses, your fixed expenses, as well as your kind of reoccurring discretionary expenses. And then you have to take a look at how can we cut those expenses. First thing I said, looking for those things that are reoccurring expenses. And that's the first target I will look at. Because if you're not using those services, that money saved can then be put into your retirement account at work, whether it's your 401k plan or 403b plan. It has a purpose to budget. The budget purpose is to find more money, try and find more income, we'll talk about it in a little bit, and taking a look at your expenses. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, and more. And today's topic is budgeting. It's one of the most important components when it comes to your GPS for your finances. Everything starts there with the budget. And, you know, a lot of people talk about a budget, but it's the action of taking a piece of paper out and start writing down your expenses. Look, it doesn't have to be down to a spreadsheet, and you don't have to get crazy about it. I think there should be a balance. I'm not a financial planner that says, hey, save and don't spend and just live miserably and don't do the things you want to do. I think it should be a balance that you do the things that you want to do, but within reason. That you have control of your expenses, you understand what your expenses are. That's the number one thing I would say when we talk about financial planning. We talk to people about budgeting or expenses, and they really don't have a handle on their expenses. It fluctuates so much, they tell me. They really don't have a handle on it. And it's a great exercise to do. Look, if you're working 40 hours a week and you're working, let's say, 48 to 50 hours a week and you're doing that for 20 or 30 years and you're trying to plan for retirement, you need to spend some time on budgeting, because from that foundation, that budgeting foundation is going to find you some savings. And the first place I would say is looking at your discretionary expenses. Hey, your fixed expenses are your fixed expenses. Let's say you can refinance and get a lower rate. Most of your fixed expenses include housing. Now, in this area, you know, we do know like 30 to 40% of one's income goes towards housing, unlike it is down south. But it is what it is between your mortgage, mortgage interest, expenses, insurance or insurances, you know, these are fixed expenses. It's discretionary expenses where we have the opportunity to save. And while you poke through your credit cards, and you probably have to do 6 months, 1 month doesn't really capture it. 1 month may not capture your vacation. Let's say you take two vacations a year. You need to factor that in. And that 1 month looking through your expenses, look, it will give you your fixed expenses and may not give you a good handle on your discretionary expenses. So let's say your budget is, or your fixed expenses are $4,000 a month, or maybe allow for $2,000 a month of discretionary expenses. And then what do you do? Well, once you get past that, maybe you should be looking at something and try to say, yes, I think we're over a little bit. Let's kind of chill out the rest of the month and let's start next month fresh. But we do have to take a look at where we are in a budget for each month and be smart about that. And we'll be right back with GPS for your finances. Today's topic, budgeting.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 844-5-3-7-1-0-1-0-1. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, budgeting. Ooh, that's a dirty word, budgeting. I don't want to, but that's a foundation of financial planning, is how much money is coming in, how much going out. Most people know how much is coming in. They get their paychecks and they see all the deductions, federal taxes, state taxes, local taxes, FICA taxes, 401k, retirement contributions. That's a good deduction. All these different type of deductions. They kind of know what they have coming in. Going out sometimes is a mystery, and that's why we have to spend some time on it. Earlier, I spoke about getting a list of one side of your fixed expenses, those things you really can't change. There are your mortgages. They are your property taxes, insurances. And the other side is discretionary expenses. That's where we get in trouble. That's where we go over budget. That's what we have to take a look at, especially some of those that are reoccurring expenses. They're happening month after month after month on services that you may not be using. That's your first opportunity to cut into your expenses. Finding those reoccurring expenses, again, those companies love reoccurring revenue, but finding those reoccurring expenses, and that it's an opportunity to put more money towards retirement by finding some things you're not using. Now, how can you keep track of all this? So, like, we're in 2016 now, and there's so many apps that are out there. I use an app called Mint, and it's something you can do with your spouse, your friend, your partner, as you're working together towards coming up with a budget and spending. Much like Weight Watchers. One thing that Weight Watchers is very successful at, and the reason why they do so well with their clients, is they keep track of everything. Every slice of bread that you eat, every toast that you have, and you record it in this little app. And at the end, you can see how many calories or how many points they use is a point system. Well, on Mint, it's the same thing too. Anytime you go out and spend money and you calculate that and do that for 6 months, you'll get a pattern. You'll see nice little bar graphs what money you're spending on. Is it entertainment? Is it transportation? All these different segments, much like the way Weight Watchers kind of follows you around and kind of sees where, you know, some opportunities for what you're eating and kind of lower your take and so forth. But this Mint app is kind of the best app, I would say, out there. There's other apps, and if you're comfortable with it, that's fine. I don't think you have to do this budgeting thing forever, but I think it's nice to try for a couple months to record your expenses, and the app does the rest for you. And that's really going to help you take a look at your expenses on a month-to-month basis over a six-month period. Now, as we're talking about your budgeting, we always think about expenses. And I mentioned, of course, the recurring expenses, the one where you really get hurt on. But how about income? But yeah. But Ken, I already work 40 hours a week. What am I supposed to get, a part-time job? Well, maybe. But I think there's other ways to make some more income. If you say, hey, you know what? My expenses are my expenses. I still like to go out to dinners with my friends, and you should. And you want to take vacation with the kids, and you should. How about some other ways of fixing the budget? How about bringing more income in? Now, again, I came up with a couple ideas that you can do that are kind of on the fun side. You can do a garage sale. So this is something fun you can do. You can actually have a garage sale with your neighbors or some friends and put little stickers on, negotiate, have some fun, but actually bring some money in on things you're not using. And there's another family that could use some of these, let's say, outdated toys as an example. So when we think about budgeting, let's not always think so marginally that we have to cut expenses. Though there may be some opportunities to cut expenses, let's also think of ways that we could actually increase your income and have a better budget. So I think garage sale is one of the ideas I came up with. You could do that maybe twice a year, three times a year. You'd be surprised. You'd be really surprised. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for Your Finances. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, budgeting, and more. So another thing you can do in this day and age of technology to bring in some more income, let's say you're very good at teaching. So you could be a tutor, you can teach, you can coach. Look, there's a lot of people who do life coaching on the side, set up a whole new business, teaching, maybe teaching kids, tutoring. There's so many opportunities to bring income in on top of your income without really changing your lifestyle much if you have an expertise. Thanks to the internet, you can find people that want your services. There's entities called like elance.com. It's like freelance.com, where someone on the other side wants to be coached, a life coach, or they want to be taught something, or they looking for a tutor for their children. Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R.com. Again, I don't recommend these sites. You kind of poke around. But this basically is a site where you bring in one side, which is your expertise, and the other side where they're looking for your expertise. And it could be you're really good at graphic arts. You can make like really cool like business cards. You can make stationery. You're really kind of good with a computer. Well, there's somebody on the other side that's looking for business cards, or they're looking for these type of things. So these are opportunities to help you increase your income and your budget, because it's very easy to one to say, hey, I'm making all I can make. I'm stuck at this job. I haven't got a raise. But no, let's think outside the box today. Let's think of other things we can do to create income. Now, the first choice I said is, hey, why not have a garage sale? All the different things are hanging around the house. My gosh, you can put up on eBay. There's a whole way to do that. And also, I just think in this day and age of services, like 80% of our economy are services now. You may be very good at something. You may be able to teach people how to paint. You may be able to teach kids how to do well in their SATs. You may be able to life coach. There's just so many things. And yet there's so many internet sites to match up buyers with sellers. Again, in this case, you're the seller looking for ways to sell your experience, your expertise to the marketplace. I have seen people firsthand make $1,000 a month or more just by, you know, a few hours a weekend, giving time to something they're very passionate about, something they're very good about, because of these internet sites. And what about selling online? I think there's a great opportunity. So you could have a garage sale and make it fun and have the kids involved and put little stickers on and negotiate and so forth. But again, there's nothing wrong with eBay or some of these other classic type of internet auctions or big garage sales online. I've seen people do very well with eBay sites where they have all kinds of goodies. They may make crafts, they sculptures, photography, clothing, jewelry, quilts, toys. All these things work very well on eBay. Now, because online you can learn so many things, I would encourage you, if you're going to sell on eBay, to go to one of those eBay online courses, you know, an hour or so, and you get to learn a lot about it. So I want you to start thinking outside the box of other ways to bring income in other than your job, to help you with your budget, to be able to put more money away for your retirement. We'll be right back.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic is budgeting. And I know that's a dirty word. We hate talking about it, but guess what? That's the foundation of financial planning. That's where everything starts. That's the foundation of your finding ways to invest extra money. And earlier on, we talked about finding expenses. You know, on one side, you have fixed expenses and probably have to deal with those. Not much you can do with that. On the other side is those discretionary expenses. And you should really comb through your credit cards and checking accounts and find out where those recurring expenses are and whether or not you're using those services. And if you're not, take a pen and cross them out and get rid of those things, because they can help you contribute more money towards retirement. We also said there's a lot of things you can do to try to increase your income. I mean, to me, it came to mind was garage sales, or the electronic version of garage sales, using eBay to sell different products, like if you have artwork or photography or clothing or old jewelry or things that you're not using anymore, circulate it. Get someone else an opportunity and make some money off it. Great eBay courses online too. You can learn how to eBay. And you have a specific skill. Maybe you could be a life coach or coach somebody through business or consult or be a tutor or teach. And there's so many websites out there. I just thought of a couple, Elance and Fiverr, that actually hook you up with your services and those people that want your services. So there's so many things we can do. We have to kind of think outside the box. A lot of times we think about financial planning and it's black and white. I make X amount of money, I spend X amount of money, and that's it. And I'm saying, no. You spend X amount of money, yes, but maybe we can cut that out a little bit, and we make X amount of money. No, maybe X times a little bit more, because there's so many opportunities in this 2016 way of the internet and how it meets your services. Now, one of the biggest problems we have with the spending is impulse buying. Now, we're all guilty of it. We all are, including myself at times. But there's some things we can do to try to avoid impulse buying, because that's one of the biggest things that pops up when we're looking through our bills in the last 6 months and say, So first, I think we'd say is make a list. When you go out, have something specific in mind that you're looking to buy. And that's, let's say, around the holidays, you're trying to buy something for your Uncle Joe. Think of something specific that he may want. So you make that list. And now, because of the internet, you can research your purchases and find out what's a good price for that specific gift. So spend some time. As you're making a grocery list, most people do, why not make a list when you go shopping for other items? And then with that, you know, research your purchases. Not only, you know, the price, but make sure it's going to last a long time. There's so many different rating agencies out there that can tell you about the different purchases. So this impulse of buying that we go through, it's common for us Americans. There's so many different choices and so forth. But there's ways to diminish that a little bit. And if you can do that, that's really going to help out your budget, and that's going to give you more money towards retirement. Also, know your habits. Look, there's certain stores that you walk by that you cannot resist. I don't know whether it's the color, the smells that come out of the place, whatever it is. You have to know what your kryptonite is. And you remember, like, Superman, kryptonite was like a powerful man, and the kryptonite just brought him to his knees. Look, you know, there's certain stores that you may have to stay away from for some time. Again, if you like those stores, of course, go check them out. But these, you have to know your habits. This is one example of where people get stuck in this impulsive buying. And then consider each item that you're buying at the time of purchase. Do I really need this item? Do I really need it? I think most people now, you do things because you want the items. And that's fine too if you want to do that, if you're within that budget. But do I really need this item? How will I use it? Is it something I'll use for, I don't know, maybe a month and I get sick of it? I mean, how many things do we have around the house that in your garage that we used a couple of times and you just got sick of it? So again, these are questions you can ask yourself to help you to avoid impulsive buying. Do I need this item? How will I use it? Do I want to buy it just because it's cheap? I hear that all the time, especially my wife who's listening. Oh, it's 50% off. Well, you know what? It's marked up 400% to start with. So sometimes we buy things because it's cheap or because it's a clearance, because it's a percent off. That's not necessarily a good reason to buy something. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, budgeting, and more. We're tackling your budget today, and we're going to try to tackle it, and I mean tackle it. We're going to go after your expenses that you don't need to use. You're going to look through your credit cards. You're going to eradicate those that are reoccurring that you're not using. You're going to look at some ways to increase your income or have some of these garage sales or electronic garage sales like eBay. Maybe you have some expertise or some advice you can give and consult, and through the internet with different sites, you can offer those services out there. Maybe you're good at computers. Maybe you can help people fix their computers online. There's so many things we could do in this environment to try to increase your income. So our income and expenses are not static. It's not as if, okay, our income is X, expenses are X, and that is it. It's so rigid. There's ways to increase your income and decrease your expenses. And the reason why we want to do that, well, we want to put more money towards retirement. And we're tackling a topic that's very common for all of us, including myself, is tips to avoid impulse buying. And I think you start off by making a list. That kind of gives you a guidance, gives you a roadmap. Research your purchases ahead of time. Know what you're buying. Know the different prices of things. Know your habits. Again, there's some type of particular store like Kryptonite that's going to come to your knees, and you're going to buy the store out. Stay away from that store for some time if you need to. And also consider the different items that you're buying. You know, do I really need this item? How will I use it? Do I want to buy it just because it's on sale? Can I buy it at another time when it may be different? So keep track of your spending. It's one of those type of things. Now, the last part I want to talk about is keeping track of your credit. It's all related to budgeting. And credit cards are one of those kind of yucky things out there that can really go against you. Some of these credit cards are 12 and 18%. And while you're paying the interest, it's still increasing because you can't even get to the minimum payment without the principal growing. Now, there's different options to try to maybe bring it to another credit card that's 0%. There's a lot of things you can do around credit cards. And it is part of the budgeting because a lot of us are using credit cards, using plastic instead of cash this day and age. But you have to be very careful not to be too much up to the limit. Why? It's going to ruin your credit. So all these things are intertwined. Your budgeting, your income, your expenses, and these credit cards, and your credit score all come into play. And our goal is to try and make it, you know, all work together in harmony. So you have a balance to enjoy yourself, but also be mindful of those type of things. And I hope you enjoyed it, GPS for Finances. We'll be back right here next week.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.